T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Weather's brought to you by Washburn McCreevy Funeral and Cremation Services since 1857. Mostly cloudy, windy today. Couple of rain showers popping up on Doppler later, especially north of the metro. High 53. Clearing tonight, 38, frost-free. Within about 30 miles of the Twin Cities, that breeze keeping the air stirred up, preventing frost or a freeze. And I think most spots statewide will avoid a freeze the next couple of nights because of that breeze. Bright sun tomorrow and Sunday, a beautiful weekend. 61 tomorrow, 67 on Sunday. How about low 70s Monday and Tuesday? 43 out there now. Paul Douglas, News Talk 830, WCCO.
News Talk 830, WCCO Sports with Mike Max.
Hey, there's a shortage of just about everything else. Why should referees be immune? Last night, quite a thriller. Number one, Lakeview South and Shakopee. But some games are moving now to Thursday nights because of a ref shortage. What's going on, Maxie?
Well, that's been ongoing for a long time in this town. Last year, COVID claimed a lot of referees didn't come back from COVID last year and just didn't want to deal with it. Mm-hmm. But we have long been campaigning to get more and more referees in general. It's like you can never have enough referees, and it's a thankless job for the athletic directors to continue to try. You know, they're trying to find, because you remember when they get up this morning, it's not just about that high school game. It's about the JV game, the ninth grade game, the junior high game. All yeah. those things need yeah. to be manned by referees, and it's very difficult to get. It always has been. To get that many people involved in it. And they've tried some interesting things. I've long thought, and they were onto something when they did this. I don't know how it's gone. I haven't followed up on it. We did a story on it last year. One of the things that they did was they went to colleges. And in colleges, you have a lot of kids that, you know, are good high school athletes that no longer play sports except for intramural. But they're good kids, good athletes, understand the game, and they're trying to make a few bucks. Well, there's not a better part-time job in the world than to be a referee, because while you're in college, you can, A, you can do it. You can pick any net you want to work. B, it's going to be the most money per hour that you ever make. C, it's almost like taking another class because you have to learn these skills. You have to negotiate with people. You have to keep people calm. You have to be prepared, know the rules, all those things. And so there's an educational component to it. And then D, you meet all these people that you work with, coaches and fellow referees that are great connections for the rest of your life. So it really is. If I could advocate for it, and as a former umpire myself when I was in college, it's a wonderful, wonderful vocation, side hustle, whatever you want to call it. And if you like sports, and a lot of guys want to stay active in it, but they don't want to be a coach. They don't want to spend all that time in it, but they want to be around the game. Refereeing, not just football, but all sports, falls into that category. And most guys that do it for a while really like it. And then if you get the right crew, like these Friday nights, you know, my dad refereed and my brother refereed high school football for years. And I remember how special that was to them. Friday night, they get together with the crew. They go to the game, you know, do the whole thing. After the game, they go have pizza together and they go home. But it's a really fun night. And I remember my dad doing that until his sons were playing, you know, varsity. He did that every Friday night for years. He'd be going somewhere. And my brother did the same thing and just loved it.
Yeah. Great bonding experience. You laid out a pretty compelling case, Maxie, and I hope.
I'm not sure enough kids are really aware of how much fun it can be and how you can make some money and you know, expand your horizons.
Yeah. So the Wild kick off their season against Anaheim this evening without Zach Parise, without Ryan Suter. I guess the question that some are asking, will Kaprizov and Ek and Kevin Fiala, will they be able to take up the slack and get stuff done this season? What are you hearing?
Well, I mean, that's your question, and they're pretty fortified coming into this. They lost Zach and Ryan, but it wasn't like they didn't have a plan and have some other people in place, right, and people that are now moving into their prime of their careers that should help negate some of that. Obviously, you have a learning curve the first several games. You try to figure out what you got. I think there's a high motivation for guys to prove that they can do it, in the new era with their new players. And, you got new captains, and, you see how Marcus Foligno's kind of stepping into that role as a captain, and Jared Spurgeon was great at it last year, very respected, and now Matt Dumba as well. So those guys know it's their turn. And, you give me that and a good goalie, mainly a good goalie, and you got a chance.
Yeah, really. Maxie, thank you. Next hour, let's talk about the Gophers and the Vikes, and we should probably talk about baseball. My interest begins to diminish if the Twins aren't in postseason, but we should follow up on what's happening with baseball. I know the Dodgers beat the Giants yesterday 2-1, so looking forward to that. Thanks, Mike.
You bet.
And when we come back, some good news for people who rely on Social Security, and it looks like some of these big tech platforms may be about to get some regulation they may not like. We'll have that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.